managed to score number one hits without touring to promote his records, unheard of in the pre-YouTube era. That may have kept him out of the public eye, but Harry Nilsson is and always was a musician's musician.
And I think he needs to be written back into the rock and roll narrative.
That's songwriter Todd Lawrence. He and other Nilsson fans are part of a passionate movement to get Harry into the hall. Of course, the campaign has a website and a Facebook page, but these are musicians, so they got together in the studio to record a song for Harry.
Everybody has a lyric sheet?
Written by Lawrence and aimed at storming the walls of the rock and roll castle. In addition to Lawrence and Sid Straw, the chorus of over 20 musicians gathered at the mic includes 60s pop singer Evie Sands, Steve Barton of the band Translator, and Harry Nilsson's oldest son, Zach.
Okay, now, here comes the quotes, okay? So we're going to go.
Everybody's talking at me. I'm in the coconut.
Grassroots campaigns for the hall haven't had a lot of success in the past. But Lawrence and his fellow Harryphiles think it's worth a shot.
Here's the deal. Every musician I know, and I know a lot of musicians, all love Harry Nilsson. And we're trying to say to the Hall of Fame, whatever it is you think is important or you think is worthy, this is our guy. We think he's worthy.
Now listen, everybody, all over the land.
For NPR News, I'm Annie Chelsea in Los Angeles.
Talking about Harry, 'cause we love the man.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Avalara, tax automation for businesses of all sizes. Avalara's cloud-based technology is designed to simplify business tax by performing real-time tax calculations and enabling automatic return filing. Learn more at avalara.com. From Constant Contact, with email marketing features like drag-and-drop editing and mobile-friendly templates, Constant Contact is committed to helping small businesses and nonprofits become marketers. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And from Classic Films LLC, presenting Billions in Change, a documentary of Manoj Bhargava about wealth and responsibility and the work he's doing in the areas of water, energy, and healthcare. Available for viewing at BillionsInChange.com.
This concludes All Things Considered. Thanks for listening. This is WDIY 88.1 FM in Allentown and Bethlehem, also at 93.9 FM Easton in Phillipsburg, and 93.7 FM in Fogelsville and Trexlertown. And of course, anywhere on the planet at WDIY.org.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Landy Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the Lehigh Valley for more than 60 years. Keeping the air in your home feeling comfortable through the fall season with cooling and heating systems from Lennox. Information at 610-868-7711 or on the web at landyheating.com.
It's time now for Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. The time is 6 o'clock.
Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. It's a beautiful, beautiful evening. We are having a show tonight on Your Financial Choices, but we're also doing our pledge drive. So we'll be talking to you about that as we go through the hour. I hope that if any of you are on your way home in the car, unable to do your pledge as you're driving, we certainly don't want any accidents. We hope that you head into the house and don't forget about us. Go in and pledge online, and we're going to talk about how to do that, or call in to our regular number, 610-758-8810. I am going to have a challenge tonight. So again, those folks who are driving, keep in mind the challenge. I will make a personal donation of $250 if we can raise $500 in the next hour. It is my strong desire to show this station how much this show means to our listeners, and I encourage you to call in with a donation to get this challenge of $250, and we'd like $500. I don't care if it's five people calling in 100 or 10 people calling in, however we have to get it, $500, and I will write a check for $250. And I've been doing this for many years now, and I've always written a check before I go home at the end of the night. So I certainly hope that you will stay tuned, listen to what we're talking about tonight, and pledge as well. But let me start. Today is October 7th, 2015. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 16,912, the NASDAQ at 4791, and the S&P at 1995. Tonight is our pledge drive, as I mentioned, but we're also going to be talking about topics that we've covered, hot financial planning topics that we've done over the past year. For example, last week we talked about Medicare open enrollment. You have to be prepared. It is the time coming up for open enrollment for Medicare. If you missed that show, you can go online at wdiy.org, renew your membership, become a member, and then look for the podcast to listen to that show. Very important. We do have questions available tonight. So if you want to call in, we are live. You just call in to the regular phone number, 610-758-8810. Ask to talk to Judy Ann, and she'll write your question down and bring it into the studio, and I'll do my best to answer it. You can also send questions through the website, yourfinancialchoices.com. And while we do typically have a topic each week, you can ask questions off topic. That's fine. And we do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. The number this evening, 610-758-8810. That's for questions or for pledges. Email for questions is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. So tonight we're talking about financial planning hot topics covered on Your Financial Choices. And last year, I was thinking about this. Last year at this time, I was celebrating 5 years on WDIY. 5 years. And this year, WDIY is celebrating 20 years. So this is a great reason alone to support our community public radio. The efforts that go into running this station and with all the help from our volunteers is tremendous. What does WDIY give back to the listeners? Opportunities to hear news that makes a difference and keeps us informed on world events, social issues, and political updates. Local programming brings us great music and current events in our local community. And shows like this, Your Financial Choices, which helps educate listeners on making sound financial decisions. I certainly hope that I've helped over the past 5 years make some of you listeners help with sound financial decisions that have helped you and saved a little money. And now with that little bit of money that you saved, you could become a member of WDIY. So we're going to talk tonight about some of the topics that we've covered in the past year, ranging from broad topics, including tax planning, estate planning, retirement planning, and narrow topics such as community banking, power of attorney changes, Medicare options, and open enrollment and the mortgage approval process. So we try to bring to the community such a range of financial education where we delve deeper into the subject matter than what you might get by just listening quickly on, you know, or on at watching television or listening to the radio or reading something in a journal. I write articles for journals. I do interviews for articles in major publications. They can never get the detail that folks need when they're making financial decisions. That's what we try to do here. Try to help you learn about more of the details so that you have a flag up when you know you're going to make a big financial decision. Oh, wait, I have to pay attention to ABC or XYZ. That's what we try to do here. Give you some of that financial education to help you in those decisions. So what have we talked about in the past several months? Well, during tax season, we do typically cover understanding your tax return and the tax consequences of your decisions. I've done shows on various topics with that, which include, and I'll talk in more detail about this as we go over the next hour, just broad brush, I've talked about the differences between ordinary income and capital gain income, the differences in taxation amongst federal, state, and local, because some of our income is taxed differently with those different entities, and some of us don't even realize that. We talk about the differences between tax deductions and tax credits. One is much better than the other, so we need to understand the differences for that. Using your tax return for financial planning. Who would have thought of that? Well, financial advisors typically think of that, and it's a great resource. We talked about businesses, and we had an attorney come on and talk about the different kind of business structures you can have. And also that tax planning can be done any time of the year, not just tax season. And I'm going to talk about a very important example of that. For any of you listeners right now who've maybe received bonuses during the year, this could really apply to you. So we're going to talk about that as we go through the show. What does it mean if you've received a bonus during the year and how it might impact you at tax time? I don't want you to be surprised. I like people knowing what to expect. So we're going to talk about what that means. Throughout the year, we've also had many shows on estate planning. Regular listeners know that's one of my favorite subjects. I love talking about taxes and I love talking about estate planning. More than half of us don't have estate planning documents. We've had shows that cover Pennsylvania inheritance tax, power of attorney changes, legal documents, asset titling and beneficiary designations, and using trusts. We've had shows on retirement planning, financial planning for retirement, cash flow management, retirement options, longevity, how that impacts retirement planning. And then we've had shows that are more detailed oriented, a little bit narrow focused. They have been on Medicare options. I just had last week, understanding the difference between Medicare plans and A, B, C, D, and supplemental plans, mortgages, restoring your credit, not buying as much as you can afford, college planning, and how your attitudes can affect your financial decisions and the consequences of your attitudes. So those are some of the shows that we've had over the last several months. It's amazing to me the broad topics that we can cover and hopefully the differences that we can make. We also will bring new legislation to you as quickly as we have it if tax laws have changed. Sometimes it's last minute and sometimes it was changed and it happened in the next tax year and there's some things to work around. Lots of information covered on your financial choices. I love being here. I love having the show. John, we're going to have our first break right now.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're listening to Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. And I'm John Pierce. In the studio with me, Lori, and also Seamus McGrogan, who is our manager of membership and development. This is member-supported WDIY. We're in day 3 of our fall fund drive. Your gift now is essential as we try to raise the money needed to pay for programs such as Your Financial Choices. The number to call with your gift, 610-758-8810. Talk to one of our volunteers or give online securely at wdiy.org. Seamus?
Thank you, John, and thank you, Lori, for letting me come on your show tonight. We are in day number three. We've had a great drive so far. We've heard from so many people in the area who support WDIY, who listen to WDIY and rely on that as their programming source for many different things, including music, including news, but also, as your show focuses on, financial information, too.
And financial information, I am very competitive, folks, and my regular listeners know this, and I'm putting it on the line. $250 challenge grant. I'll write a check when I leave the studio at 7 o'clock, but we need $500 in, and it's already 610, so we need callers right now. We have these great volunteers in the studio.
The volunteers are over there in Pledge Central. They're waiting for your phone calls right now. And Lori is so generous to once again put up this challenge. And all we need is $500 raised, and we will get that extra $250 from her personally. Lori is a great supporter of the station. Not only does she come on air to host, she also supports the station. Not only am I the staff member here, but I'm also a sustaining member of the station. And you'll find that a lot for people who volunteer or work for WDIY. They'll come on the air, they'll volunteer, but they'll also support the station. They'll also be members of the station. And I think that really speaks to the value of WDIY and just how much it means to people in the community.
Can you tell us what the sustaining membership entails?
The sustaining membership is one of the easiest ways to contribute to WDIY. I do it personally. So do many of the staff members and volunteers here at WDIY. All you have to do is set up a payment on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. And once you set it, then you can forget it. And that way you don't have to constantly be checking, oh, am I supporting WDIY? Do I need to renew this fund drive? No, all of that is taken care of because you're supporting WDIY with a small amount every month. And that could be as little as $10 a month. And if you can afford $10 a month, you can afford to be a WDIY member. And that's going to come out of your credit card every month, but you'll get all the benefits of membership. You'll get the good feeling that you are supporting WDIY as a member. You're allowing us to continue all this great programming. And all you have to do to set up that sustaining membership is call now, 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org.
Can I ask another question, Seamus? If we become a sustaining member, and it's, let's say, $10 a month, that's $120. You said that with a $100 donation, Second Harvest is going to feed some people with the help of Wise Markets.
That's right. The partnership we have going for this drive is working with Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Wise Markets. So for every $100 we raise during the drive, Second Harvest will be able to provide 21 meals. And all the money you give to WDIY stays here. It will trigger a separate donation from Wise to Second Harvest. So you're getting a double benefit with your donation today. So say you set up a sustaining membership right now. You want to give $10 per month. That's $120 for the year. You're going to be allowing Second Harvest to provide over 21 meals because you're actually providing more than $100 for the year. So if you can give $10 per month right now, think of that. 21 people will be able to get meals that otherwise wouldn't have thanks to Second Harvest and Wise Markets. I think that's a pretty great community benefit.
It's a great community benefit, and it supports our community public radio.
So, yeah, let's do this. Let's meet Lori's challenge. Let's get $500 in by the end of the show, and let's get her to open up her checkbook.
Yes, and I usually do. So, folks, what I would prefer, though, is not to wait for the drama in the last 5 minutes of the show where everyone calls in. I'd like it a little smoother to keep our volunteers busy right now. So please call in right now, 610-758-8810.
Or WDIY.org.
Thank you, Seamus. I appreciate it. You know, folks, so many things were going through my head as Seamus was talking because, again, the show is about making good financial decisions. You know that your contribution is also tax deductible. So one of the things that I love to say is it's a win-win-win because WDIY is benefiting. We have the people in our community who need resources from the food bank. they're benefiting and you're benefiting by a tax deduction on your tax return. So I love being part of the pledge drive and dedicating a show to talking about everything that Your Financial Choices brings to the community, but also because it's a good financial decision. I'm very passionate about WDIY. I'm very passionate about them being a NPR member station and all of the great resources. I used to say to my husband, how do you know so much? He always knew everything that was going on in the news. I said, how do you know so much? And he would say, NPR, NPR. So while I do enjoy my music on my drives, I also enjoy being informed now because you just can't help it when you're listening. That's what we try to do here at Your Financial Choices as well. So over the past several months, I've mentioned how many of the different topics that we've talked about, but also the ability for you to call in with questions. And you could still do that tonight. Just ask for Judy Ann and she'll write down the question. The phone number is 610-758-8810. You can use that for questions or for pledging. And I really, really would like the listeners of Your Financial Choices to demonstrate your appreciation for this show. I take it very, very personally. So please call in and make some kind of pledge. I'd love to raise $500 by the end of the hour so I can write a check for $250. It's a challenge, a matching grant kind of thing, a matching challenge. All right. So some of the shows that we have covered, we have talked about taxes. So the differences between ordinary income and capital gain income. I'm going to give just little snippets from each of those shows, and I'm going off the top of my head here from those shows. I'm going from memory. But I'm going to give you the snippets so that you kind of know some of the things that will benefit you that you need to pay attention to and some of the information that we cover in the shows. The shows are available all on podcast on WDIY.org. We do have that website. That's where you can make pledges, but it's also where you can find out what's going on in the community. You can find out what's going on with other shows. You can stream on live while shows are playing. And this show is one of those as well. So if you have folks who are listening outside the area, they can listen online. And I have had people tell me that they download the podcast and listen to them when they're traveling, believe it or not. Lots of good information. So my little snippet for ordinary income versus capital gain income is many people don't think about always what the impact of the kinds of income they have on their tax return. Let me give you just a quick example to demonstrate this. I once had someone come into the office and they wanted kind of a review of their investments, and they did have a lot of investment income. So I'm going to use big numbers, but not everyone has these big numbers, but it can still make a difference for you. This person had $1 million of stocks, equities, positions that have capital gains. If you sell them, if you've had them over a year, there's capital gains, there's qualified dividends. All of these things qualify for a lower tax rate. It's called the capital gains tax rate. And they had all of those kinds of investments in their IRA. Well, folks, an IRA, when you take money out of your IRA, it's all ordinary income. So we would expect, though, that someone might have an IRA that's diversified and may have equities and may have some bonds. So you still might have equities in your IRA. But here was the flip side that this person had. The flip side was this person had an individual account with investments all in bonds. So their individual account that had bonds, when it earned income, it was all interest and ordinary income. That's taxed at ordinary rates. Ordinary rates are much higher than capital gains tax rates. Basically, they just needed to do a swap. They needed to switch them. Understand the difference between ordinary income and capital gain. We're up to our next break.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're tuned to WDIY Allentown. This is Your Financial Choices every Wednesday from 6 to 7 with Lori Siebert. WDIY fulfills your need to know about what's going on in the world, and that includes financially, and it's so important. That's why you listen, and that's why we're asking for your contribution right now to 610-758-8810. I'm John Pierce. I help Lori with her show every Wednesday, and we count on listeners like you for the money we need to pay for news reports, analysis, discussion you depend on every day. Give us a call, won't you, and become a member or renew your membership. Our number to call, 610-758-8810, or if you prefer, you can give online at WDIY.org. Lori, you have another guest in the studio this evening.
Seamus.
Thank you so much, Lori. I just came back from Pledge Central, and I have good news that there's phones open right now.
Oh.
So if people can call in, they can talk directly to our volunteers uninterrupted.
Oh.
No delay.
Folks, I have a pledge on the line here, $250. Come on, regular listeners. Don't be one of those people who think, oh, gosh, you know, maybe I should call. I want you to fall into the guilt. I want you to lean into it. Call 610-758-8810.
No, it's so great to have volunteers like Lori here who put her own money on the line here. So she's put up $250 for us during the fall pledge drive here. If we can just raise $500 during this hour. And maybe that seems like a lot, but all it takes is just a few people becoming members. So membership starts at $60 for the year. We offer $10 per month sustaining memberships. That will make the amount $120 for the year. Of course, you'll only feel that $10 per month. So if you can afford $10 per month and become a sustainer, you'll get us one-fifth of the way there to that total. So it's really not that far out of reach. And you can make a difference right now. If you're a regular listener of Your Financial Choices, we need to hear from you, because it's not going to be the next person. If you wait for the next person to do it, then that support may never come. And we need the support right now so we can continue bringing you this great service. And we also want to wrap up the drive as quickly as possible, too. So that is what this is about here in the fall membership drive, day number 3 here in Your Financial Choices. Every pledge gets us one step closer to that goal. And specifically for this hour, every pledge gets us one step closer to Lori's matching $250 challenge grant here. So we need to hear from you right now, 610-758-8810, WDIY.org.
And people usually come through for us, Seamus. The listeners are very loyal listeners, and they usually come through. So I'm hoping for that. But I remember last year, I think it might have been in the spring, because, folks, I do this twice a year with the challenge of $250, and we usually do come through. It's only $500. That's five people, $100 each, or 10 people at $50 each. But it all starts with someone calling in and doing something. I know it's a beautiful evening, but it only takes 2 minutes, and we have volunteers waiting. 610-758-8810.
That's right. WDIY will continue to be in your community if we have the support of the community. That's why we're coming to you. This really is necessary, because we need to raise the funds necessary to keep the lights on, to keep the transmissions going out over the Lehigh Valley, to allow us to have microphones and headphones and all the little things that add up. This is what your money is going towards. This is what your membership is going towards. 610-758-8810, WDIY.org. Be that pledge of support that keeps us on the air and keeps us financially solvent here. And that is what this program really is all about, because if you're listening to Lori, right, you want to make sure your finances are in order,
right?
I'm guessing, right?
That's right. That's right. We want that to be the case for WDIY as well. So thank you, Seamus. We're going to keep this going, folks. We're talking tonight about hot financial planning topics. One of the little snippets was making sure you understand how the different income on your tax return gets taxed. So know how you're investing, because some of the investment income is going to have tax favored treatment and some not as tax favored. So know the difference. Also know the difference in how things are taxed for federal, state, and local. On our federal returns, we get a deduction for contributions to a 401k. Pennsylvania doesn't give us that deduction. Why not? Because Pennsylvania is not going to tax our retirement monies. I once had someone come to me, and they had been filing tax returns for years with Pennsylvania and had been taxing their pension. And apparently, Pennsylvania never let them know. It was a mistake. So we had to amend the returns, and we got some big refunds back for that person. So you need to understand that different kinds of income gets taxed differently and differently depending on the governing authority, like federal, state, or local. Make sure you understand the differences. Did you know that tax deductions are very different than tax credits? A tax deduction is something that's on page one of the tax return that reduces the income on page one, that then lowers the tax rate on just that amount of income. So if you have a deduction, let's say an IRA contribution of $5,000, that is a deduction of income, so you're only saving the income tax on that deduction. A tax credit is actually a dollar-for-dollar credit, dollar-for-dollar. Some things that people don't realize they have, maybe they just don't bother, some people don't read the details. If you have mutual funds that may be invested in, you know, emerging markets or European things, they will have something called foreign taxes. Sometimes the mutual funds take those out automatically. Foreign taxes could be a foreign tax credit for you on your tax return. So you're paying U.S. taxes on your dividends, but if you also paid some kind of foreign tax through your investments, then you can get a deduction on your tax return for that. Some people miss that. Sometimes that can add up to quite a bit of a deduction. Other kinds of tax credits are child care credits, a child tax deduction if you have children under a certain age. If you have child care for your children under a certain age, you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of those tax credits, especially for folks who have children in college. If you have children who are obtaining a four-year education, there's something called the American Opportunity Credit. That is a deduction up to $2,500. You just have to make sure that you qualify for those credits, and you can do that through some careful tax planning, possibly. Sometimes it doesn't always work. Sometimes people make too much money. They're not going to give you those kinds of tax credits if you're making a lot of money, but maybe you're someone who's like right on the edge, right on the brink of getting those credits. Possibly do some tax planning. Maybe put more money in a 401k. You know, you're not going to have that money in your paycheck, but you have that money in an account set aside for you. So you didn't lose money, but you saved money on your income tax. And then you can save even more money if it then qualifies you for a tax credit because you were so smart to get some extra deductions, lower your income, that then made those credits available to you. It's like a conductor managing the orchestra, making sure all the pieces work together. It can really make a difference. So we've talked about those kinds of things on prior shows. That's what we're talking about tonight, how this program brings financial education to the listeners so that you can make better financial decisions, save money. And we hope that you save enough money that you can become a member of WDIY. When you become a member, do you know that you can get a weekly email that tells you the topic for what's on the show? Each week, they send out an email telling you what's going to be on all of the WDIY programming for the week, but it includes what the topic is for your financial choices each week. You can get that by becoming a member through calling 610-758-8810 or doing it online at WDIY.org. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back for more information.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This is WDIY Allentown. It's Your Financial Choices with Lori Siebert. We are member-supported WDIY, and this is our fall fund drive. I'm John Pierce. I help Lori each Wednesday with Your Financial Choices, And we're here today to raise money in support of the programs you enjoy on WDIY. Please call with your gift now. We have operators standing by at 610-758-8810. If you prefer, you can give securely online at WDIY.org. Lori and Seamus, here we are.
Yes, thank you, John. Seamus McGrogan is my name. I'm the membership and development manager here. And we are in day number three of our pledge drive. And we have a challenge laid out this hour by Lori herself. She will put up $250 additional dollars of her own money if we can raise $500 from all of you out there. And we are about halfway through the hour, so we're getting down to the wire here, and we really need to hear from some of you out there. You can pledge your support right now by calling 610-758-8810 or going online to wdiy.org. And Lori, if I could, I would just want to paint the listeners a visual picture of what's going on here. So we have John, who you just heard, John Pierce, behind the board engineering, as he does frequently here for Lori during her show, twisting the knobs and the dials to make sure everything goes out to you in the right way. We have Lori here behind the mic, offering up her years of experience here for you every week, providing you great financial advice. And then over to my left, down the hall in Pledge Central, we have a group of volunteers who are sitting by the phones waiting eagerly for your call. So they would love to hear from you right now. And here at the station, we would love to get that extra $250 that Lori Siebert has put up of her own money, if we could just get some pledges from you out there right now. So if you value your financial choices that we bring to you every week, now's the time. We really do need to hear from you. 610-758-8810 or WDIY.org.
Seamus, I have not heard any phone calls. I have not been able to say anyone's name. And I know that the listeners, I've met them. I've get calls from people. I've answered questions. I know there's people out there who appreciate the show. If you do it as a sustaining member over time, it doesn't feel like such a big pinch on your pocketbook. If you have a credit card, you just give them the information or you do it online, $10 a month or $100 one time. You can do it on your credit card, get points. It can be so many wins in this. You get a tax deduction. We get meals through Second Harvest and Wise Markets. Did I say tax deduction? You help the community public radio. It's just a win-win. And I really, you know, I don't know if people think how easy it is for me to write a check for $250. I do have a son in going to college at Pitt right now. I write big checks to Pitt. So it's something I'm really committed to. And if I'm committed to it, and I hope the listeners are committed, please call in. I want to make this, I want to write the check, and I need $500 to be able to write that check.
Yeah, we hope you do. And just how you're talking about how it's important to manage your finances, to make sure you only give what you can. We understand that times are tight for a lot of people out there. So we know that it's not every organization that people support or not every organization that people frequent, listen to, subscribe to are going to get those dollars. We understand that. But we hope that WDIY is one of the organizations here in the Lehigh Valley that you use on a daily basis, that you turn to every time you get into your car, that you put on every time you sit down at your desk for work, or however it is that you listen to WDIY. And that's the value that we want to stress, that you can rely on WDIY day in and day out for the NPR News, the local public affairs like Lori Siebert's show here, or all the hours of handpicked music, everything from classical to rock to jazz, folk, blues, you name it. It's right here at WDIY. It is a resource. It's here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we hope that when you think of organizations that you want to support, WDIY is one of those on your list. So now is the time we need to hear from you. You can have a double whammy sort of with your donation dollars. Get Lori Siebert to open up her checkbook and give us that extra $250. We just need to hear from you. We need to hear from a few people right now. Give us a call at 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
Thank you, Seamus. I really hope the listeners come through for me. And if any prior guests are listening tonight, I hope that those guests call in and maybe do a donation. I should have sent out an email before coming in tonight. Folks, we are committed to WDIY and this station and for programs like this that we can bring you, educating folks on the news and on your financial decisions. I had teased at the beginning of the show that I wanted to say that tax planning is something that could be done any time of year. And in particular, if anyone out there who may have received a bonus in the past year or so, sometimes when companies pay bonuses, they don't realize that it could kind of mess with our tax planning a little bit. And I have seen where bonuses have been given and the company will take a flat tax out of it, like 25%. Well, there are some people who, one, they get these bonuses plus their other income. Maybe they sell some investments, they got a pension, and all of a sudden their income with this bonus just kind of puts them in another tax bracket, and then they're a little short in their taxes that they've paid in. And I don't like folks to have surprises. So you want to make sure that if you are getting bonuses during the year, maybe you were terminated or laid off or retired earlier, and you've got a big severance check or you got a big vacation check, they may have only withheld 25% taxes, and all of that extra severance or whatever it might be, bonus, might put you in a higher bracket. Just be prepared. If you end up going into the highest bracket, which is close to 40%, there's a 15% difference there on possibly some or all of that money. Remember, tax brackets are tiered, but you could end up owing a lot of extra money, and we want you to be prepared for that. So it's always a good thing to, if your situation has changed over the year, to go in and do a little tax planning before year end. One of the things that we also have talked about on many shows is estate planning. And as I said, more than half of us don't have estate planning documents. I am going to have a guest in 2 weeks, attorney Judy Harris from Norris McLaughlin and Marcus, because it's going to be Estate Planning Awareness Week. So while we do talk about different estate planning techniques or phenomena during the year, we are going to concentrate on what folks need to have during that show, and I believe that's October 21st. You need to get documents. Why? Because if you don't have a will and you have assets in your name alone, if you have not written it out in a will, then the state decides how your assets are going to be distributed. So many people, in particular married people, think that your assets automatically go to your spouse. That is not the case. If you have assets in your name alone and you don't have a will, you're intestate and the intestate rules kick in. And if you have children, then your assets will get split between your spouse and your children using a particular formula. So that might not be something that you'd be too keen on if you're the survivor, thinking that you have all of that money that you've accumulated with your spouse. Now your spouse passes, you guys never did your estate planning documents, and all of a sudden you're settled with intestate rules. You don't even know how to spell it or say it, and it's something that's going to apply to you and not necessarily favorably. So we've talked about that on shows in the past. We've talked about the Pennsylvania inheritance. There's a transfer tax when you pass assets on to, you know, a spouse is at zero, but if you're passing assets to children, it's 4.5%, to siblings, it's 12%, and to non-related parties, it's 15%. Charity is zero. So you want to make sure that you have planning so that you know how that tax is going to get paid and what planning can you do around to manage it a little bit. New Jersey listeners, you have something called an inheritance tax and a New Jersey estate tax. And for those people who are familiar with the New Jersey inheritance tax rules, you think, oh, everything's passing to my spouse or my children. It's zero inheritance tax. That's great. But guess what? If your estate is more than $675,000 in New Jersey, you could end up being subject to New Jersey estate tax. there's ways to plan around that as well, especially if both of you are still alive, if you're a husband and wife. So you want to make sure you get in for planning. We talk about these topics on Your Financial Choices. We try to help you and alert you so that you can go talk to your financial advisors, your CPAs, your attorneys. We do discuss general topics here, but we delve deeper into them than you might ordinarily get that information from other resources. We want to delve deep enough so that you can take this information and go to your advisors and do the right proper planning for yourself. If you have questions, we do have time tonight. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. I know tonight has sounded quite a bit like a pitch for the entire hour, but it's how dedicated I am to this station and how dedicated I hope the listeners are to this show, Your Financial Choices. And I sincerely hope that the listeners open up their own pocketbooks, checkbooks, credit cards to make a contribution to the show. I typically have listeners call in. We get in about $500 usually during the hour. So far, I'm not aware of anyone calling in. So it makes me very sad and upset. I wear my colors on my sleeve, and I'm just going to tell you, I take great pride in doing this show, and I certainly hope that the listeners call in and help support this, as I will support it by writing a check for $250 if I get donations through any number of callers totaling $500. $500 could be $100 a person, could be, you know, five of you calling in. It could be any number. And I hope that through some of the financial planning and tax planning that we've talked about through the year, if you listen and you implement and you go to your advisors, that you do get that back. We did have someone call in. We had Cindy from Easton call in. Cindy, thank you so much. I love it. Thank you so much. I get really emotional about Pledge Drive. I do. I take it so personally. So Cindy, thank you so much. You succumbed to the guilt, and I thank you. But it's not guilt that should drive us, folks. It should be a real commitment to what the folks are doing here at WDIY. The staff, the volunteers, the underwriters who are here and support the station. It really should be out of a gratefulness and what we can do for Second Harvest as well, and Wise Markets, how they have worked together. Let me give a few more tips before Seamus comes back in for our next pitch. We talked about estate planning. There were major power of attorney changes, statute changes in Pennsylvania back in January at the beginning of the year, and I had Judy Harris on at that time to talk about those changes. That show is available on a podcast. You can go on WDIY.org or through the show's website, yourfinancialchoices.com, to find those podcasts and listen. Is it something that might apply to you and make a difference when you're writing your documents? Very important to have things like a will, power of attorney, healthcare directives. Some of you may need trust. Some of you might not. What are trust? Well, you've got to be very careful, folks, because you don't want to go to some of those seminars where they pitch the big book for $2,500. I caution you from that. We had Dennis Pappas, a local attorney from Vasiliadis law offices, talk about, you know, legal documents in a box. You have to be careful. That box or that software is not asking you all of the pertinent questions that may apply to your personal situation. For those folks who have second marriages, blended families, multiple children from different spouses, a trust could be very applicable to you. It could free up a lot of discord later if you should pass. So you want to talk about whether it's applicable to you. We have attorneys come on during the year to talk about all of these nuances in estate planning. Asset titling. Some people think that they've taken care of their estate planning just through asset titling and beneficiary designations. That's not always the case. So you want to make sure that you do it properly and that you coordinate it with your documents. Folks, we're up to our last break. I have a big plea, big push, last 15 minutes, we need $500. Cindy called. I need several more of you to call. Please succumb. Call in 610-758-8810. Make your pledge now.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
As you've heard from Lori throughout this hour, here at WDIY, we are into our fall fund drive. You listeners are our most important source of income. Please consider a gift, whatever you can afford, $5, $10 a month, $20, to pay for all you enjoy on WDIY. The number to call is 610-758-8810. You'll speak to one of our volunteers. It'll take only a couple of minutes of your time, and you help to keep programs such as Your Financial Choices on the air. You can also give online securely at WDIY.org.
Thank you, John. My name is Seamus McGrogan, Membership and Development Manager here, and I've hopped in the studio quickly to join Lori. And Lori, I have even better news than I did last break. And I have another contribution that we received, a renewing member, Virginia of Bethlehem. Thank you so much, Virginia, for your support. So we have heard from two people so far, and we are looking for just a few more so we can hit that $500 mark for the hour and get that $250 that Lori Siebert herself has put up. So that's what we're looking for this hour of Your Financial Choices. We want to stay on track. We want to raise the money we need, and we want to hit that goal. Every single pledge gets us closer to hitting the main goal for the drive, and it gets us one step closer this hour to getting that extra $250 that Lori Siebert has put up of her own money.
So come on, folks, listeners, call in 610-758-8810. Contribute. We want to get to $500. We've had two females call in. Remember I said I was competitive? Come on, guys. Where are you? We need some men to call in and pledge. You can do that online as well at WDIY.org. We go into the computer and we refresh it and we see who pledged online. But we love to keep our volunteers busy in the studio here as well. 610-758-8810. We need $500. I'm going to write a check for $250. And it's a check I love writing. And I really, really want to write it. So please call in. If you are a regular listener, I certainly hope that we've helped you enough throughout the year that you feel that you've saved that much money at least. That you can make a pledge.
That's right. And one of the great benefits of becoming a member of WDIY, and membership starts at just $60 for the year, is you get access to our weekly ticket giveaways. So every Sunday, you're going to get an email in your inbox, and that's going to give you access to film screenings, live concerts, theater performances, all sorts of great events around the Lehigh Valley. And you're going to be able to pick the one you want for that week, and you'll be entered into a drawing, and you will get a chance to win tickets or access to that event. And you know, these are events that are at venues like the Music Fest Cafe, like the Mock Chunk Opera House, like Touchstone Theater, all these great
Miller Symphony Hall,
all these great performing arts venues and music venues that you may most likely you're going to make your money back if you get just one pair of tickets to one of these events.
It's great. We've got wins, 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 wins. So you win by contributing to public radio because you're supporting us. You win because you might get a charitable deduction if you itemize. You win because with your donation, Wise Markets is helping support Second Harvest by food donations. Mm-hmm. And you feel good. I know there's another win in there. There's lots of wins.
And you get the ticket giveaways.
That was the other win.
The one that I just mentioned. Yes. If you become a member at the basic member level, which is just $60 for the year or $5 per month. If you can afford that, you can afford to be a member of WDIY. So come on, we need to hear from you because we want to get Lori to cough up her own money right now. So we're almost there. We've heard from a couple people. We just need to hear from a few more to get to that $500 level for this hour. and then we'll get that $250 benefit from Lori. So 610-758-8810, that's the number, or wdiy.org.
Thank you, Seamus. Folks, I appreciate folks who call in. I love questions each week, and I really appreciate when people call in and pledge. Seamus is working tirelessly. All of the staff are working tirelessly for the pledge drive, and we know how much it means because it goes on working all year for us. So please call in and donate. I really take a lot of pride in, during the Your Financial Choices hour, to have people calling in and pledging. I take a lot of pride in that, and I really, really appreciate folks who do that. Whatever you can do, even if it's $50. 610-758-8810. So we talked a little bit about some of the shows that we've covered over the past several months. Again, those are all available on podcasts through the WDIY website, wdiy.org, or through yourfinancialchoices.com. Lots of great shows. What's fun about that is if you've missed shows, maybe you're a new listener, want to become a new member, you can go and listen to shows that you may have missed in the past. A lot of times folks tell me they hear me the first 15 minutes of their ride home, but then they miss the end because they get home. Some folks turn on the radio when they get in the house and they continue listening, but maybe they're a little distracted by dinner. So if you've ever missed a topic, you can go back in and listen to the podcast. It's really great. So other shows that we've talked about, topics that we've talked about in the past on the show, retirement planning, that's probably one of our most popular topics. We seem to get lots and lots of phone calls during tax season, of course, and lots of phone calls when we're talking about retirement planning, because there is so much confusion around retirement planning, whether people know if they have enough to retire or not. It almost seems so vague. It's really about, you know, how much can they contribute to their 401k? Can they contribute to an IRA? Can they contribute to a Roth IRA? What's the difference between an IRA and a Roth IRA? Or, hey, I made a contribution to an IRA and now my tax preparer is telling me I can't do that. Why? Or, I made a contribution to a Roth IRA and my tax preparer is telling me I can't do it. Why? And then what do you do when you find out that you can't do it? Well, there's something called a recharacterization. You can reverse it, but do you know that you can only do that within a certain period of time? So you want to make sure that you're not doing things at the last minute. Sometimes folks put their tax returns on extension. They have an extension right now through October 15th. And I get notes from people, oh, can I put money in my IRA now? Well, guess what? You can't put money in your IRA after the April 15th deadline. But the wonderful thing to know is that if you didn't make an IRA contribution during the year, maybe you're someone who's not sure if you can or not, because there could be limitations based on your income or based on what other retirement plans you might have. Let's say you're someone who's not sure. But remember, I said we might want to do planning if you have a child who's going off to college, getting tax credits and things like that. Making a contribution to an IRA might be one of those things that could lower your income that could qualify you for a credit. Well, the IRS lets us do that until April 15th of the year following. So lots of things that you can do and lots of things that we talk about, good strategies that we talk about on the show. Seamus just brought in an update for me. Lori from Bethlehem. Go girls. That's what I'm saying. We've got all women calling in and pledging tonight. That indicates that they are much smarter than the men. So thank you, Lori from Bethlehem. I really appreciate that. If you disagree, gentlemen, you are welcome to call in and make a pledge. I really need $500. I want to write that check for $250. In the 5 years I've been here, I do this in the spring drive and the fall drive. I don't think I've ever walked out without writing a check, which means we usually get our challenge. So $500, we've had three call in. I didn't get the dollars, but I'm sure we're not to $500 yet, or we would have announced that already. So the phone number, 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And you know, we do take questions on the show as well. People can call in and talk live on air or off air, whatever's more convenient for them. And As I mentioned at the beginning of every show, we do discuss general financial planning topics, but you can always ask questions off topic. If I'm talking about retirement planning and you have a question about inheritance tax, call in. It's a great resource for you. I love doing this. Over all of these years, I've learned so much through my own work experience and also through having great guests on the show each week to talk about all of these topics that are important to you. Seamus, has anyone else called in? Give me some good news here.
Lori, unfortunately, no.
Unfortunately, no.
Yes, we had those the responses that you read so far. We had three people come in, some online, some call in. So we haven't hit the $500 mark yet, though. Okay. So we still need to get there. We have just a few minutes left in the show. So I wanted to come in one more time and encourage everyone out there, if you're a listener for Your Financial Choices, we are running out of time. We're down to the wire. This is the definition of down to the wire. Coming up soon, we're going to have Tom Druckenmiller in here for In the Tradition to kick off our musical night. So once that music starts, once we go to the NPR headlines and then Tom comes on, then that challenge will disappear. So we don't want to miss that. If we can get $500 for this hour, then we're going to hit that extra $250 that Lori herself has put up.
Come on, folks. The phone number is 610-758-8810, or you can go online, wdiy.org, if you're a regular listener. As John Pierce, who's here with me every week, and I have great volunteers here every week, John had said he himself listened for a very long time and never became a member. Not sure what kept you from becoming a member, John? No one guilted you into it?
No, I at that point was not listening to Your Financial Choices, so I didn't feel the guilt. And I guess it never occurred to me to become a member of a radio station.
Because you think everybody else is doing that or something.
Perhaps. Okay. So I don't want others to make that mistake.
Right. We need your support. We are community-supported public radio.
That's right. We rely on the community out there. So everyone listening out there, WDIY is around broadcasting to the area because of you, because of people just like you who are pledging their support. That's why we're around here. So we want to continue being here for the next 20 years. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. We need about $300 more. So that will take us up to the $500 mark.
Come on, three people, go online, do the sustaining membership. That's $10 a month, $120. If you are in a 25% tax bracket and you itemize your deductions, it's really only going to cost you $80 because donations to WDIY are tax deductible if you itemize. So that would be a very easy way to do it. And then we can help feed some people through the Second Harvest Food Bank. And really, I want to write the check for $250. I should check my text. My husband's probably going to send in money. Come on, 610-758-8810. He knows how emotional I get about this if we don't make the money. 610-758-8810. And God bless him. He said, "Do you want me to call in a donation?" Come on, listeners, regular listeners. I hope that we save you at least that much money over the year. 610-758-8810 or wdiy.org. You only have about a minute. Let me quickly say thank you, first of all, to the people who did call in, all you females. That's great. Lori, Cindy, and Virginia, I believe, are the names. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Next week, I'm going to have, believe it or not, financial giving and receiving in the Lehigh Valley with Nancy Knoble, CEO of Easter Seals in Eastern Pennsylvania, and Bernie Story, President and CEO of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. See, folks, I don't care just about WDIY. I care about all the giving that we do in the community because we do this together and, you know, to the least of our others, you know. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of all of those people who are helping us, keeping us informed. It's very important to be up on current events and things like that. So that's next week. But again, we have 10 seconds, 610-758-8810. I need $500 to write my check for $250. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Thank you. I know it's a trudge to get through the pledge drive, but it's a necessity. So make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.
And you too, Lori. Lori Siebert is such an upbeat person every single week. It's just fun to come in here and work your financial choices with her. This is WDIY Allentown, your NPR community station in the Lehigh Valley. We're on Twitter and Facebook. The next time you visit your favorite social network, be sure to like us. We like to be liked. Who doesn't? We have Tom Druckenmiller in the studio, raring to go with music for you for 2 hours, right after we have some NPR news. The time is 7:01.
Now news. From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. Coast Guard is ending its search for a container ship that disappeared.